A Charlotte resident who survived Ebola prayed, cried, and laughed with her husband yesterday as they shared stories of what they've gone through the last 6 weeks. It was the first time Nancy Wrightbull spoke publicly about her battle with the virus that's killed more than 1,500 people in West Africa. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
Earlier this summer, Nancy Wrightbull helped doctors and nurses get dressed and take other precautions before they entered the Ebola unit of a hospital in Liberia.
It was a great privilege to make sure that they were safe. And then when they came out, to decontaminate them and to make sure that those suits were coming off properly.
Wrightbull and her husband David were missionaries with the Christian group SIM. It's based in Charlotte and helps run the hospital in Liberia. Here's David.
We didn't ask for this assignment. We didn't choose it. It was given to us, and so we recognized and saw God in it.
David stood with his arm around his wife's back as they shared their story with reporters yesterday at SIM's headquarters in South Charlotte. Nancy remembers on July 22nd thinking that she had malaria.
I've had malaria one time since being in Liberia, and so I knew what that felt like, and it just seemed like malaria.
But medication for malaria didn't help, so doctors eventually tested for Ebola. Wrightbull teared up as she recounted how her husband broke the news to her.
As I got up out of bed, David came towards me to give me a hug and to put his arms around me, and I knew how dangerous that was. And so I said, no, just no.
In early August, she flew to Emory Hospital in Atlanta. Wrightbull was so weak at the time that doctors had to put her on a baggage conveyor belt to get her on the airplane. The doctors in Atlanta worried that even if Wrightbull recovered, she may not be able to walk. But her condition gradually improved, and she says an experimental drug she received called ZMapp deserves some credit.
The question is usually asked, what do you think saved you? Was it the ZMapp drug? Was it the supportive care? Or was it your faith? And my answer is all of the above.
David says however it happened.
Well, I'm so very thankful that this beautiful woman is still with me. She's the best part of my life.
The Wrightbulls did not say whether they plan to return to Liberia, just that they plan to rest for now. They and SIM President Bruce Johnson prayed together after they shared their story. Johnson then took a moment to compose himself before giving an update on another missionary who is just beginning a battle with Ebola, veteran SIM Dr. Rick Sacra.
Many of those who are caring for Rick are those that he has taught and mentored in medical practice.
SIM's director in Liberia, Will Elphick, says the hospital recently turned a laundry room and kitchen into another isolation unit, and even that unit is overcrowded.
The second isolation unit was going to be 25 beds, where we have 43 patients there.
Including Dr. Sacra, Elphick says. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.